Hello, Sublet County and LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you on February 15th, the 26th day of the general session of the 67th legislature. We worked through Senate file bills on second reading, third reading, and committee of the whole. I will highlight three bills. Senate file 29, brucellosis management updates. This bill removes the requirement that livestock be permanently branded with a B when the animal tests positive. The bill also creates temporary brucellosis surveillance areas for testing. Temporary surveillance areas are important for monitoring brucellosis in areas where wildlife populations test positive for brucellosis. This bill moves on to second reading. Senate File 66 passed the House today. The bill codifies that water rights owners can access the irrigation ditch or structures to provide necessary maintenance or repair to ensure the use of their water rights. Several amendments were brought on third reading. The amendments passed and would require that the water right be consistent with historical and traditional use by the water user and requires the holder of the water conveyance to replace a landowner's infrastructure in a timely manner in consultation with the landowner. I supported this bill, but I have concerns that there are unintended consequences. Senate File 88 heard multiple amendments today on second reading. One amendment would have allowed transferring any accumulated points to family members. Opponents of the amendment argued that this skewed the equality of the point system depending on family size. This amendment failed. Another amendment would have made it so that if a hunter were unsuccessful in the hunt, they would have been able to go back into the draw to redraw a bighorn sheep or moose license. Currently, drawing this license is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Opponents argued this would set up dangerous precedents. A hunting license provides the opportunity to take an animal, not a guarantee. This amendment also failed. The bill moves on to third reading. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.